The comedian and writer Carl Reiner recently passed away in June at the age of 98. And I heard him say in a couple of interviews right before he passed away, one was on like CBS Sunday Morning, that his practice was to get up every morning and read the obituaries. And if he wasn't in it, then he had breakfast. And when I was working on this topic about routine ethical issues for the car crash trial lawyer, I got to thinking about, you know, how I read the Texas Bar Journal. And maybe I pulled an old copy. Maybe you're like I am. You go straight to the disciplinary section. Then you breeze over to the memorials. And then I go to the contents page and see if there's anything that looks like a topic that might deal with my practice, which is a personal injury plaintiff's car wreck practice here at Lorenz & Lorenz. Or do I, see something written by somebody I know? And it seems like to me more and more that I do know people in the memorial section. And, you know, I don't know that many people that are in the disciplinary section. But I guess part of the reason I'm checking there is to make sure I'm not in it. The section that I don't read that in researching the topic I found I probably need to read more often is a section that contains the recent committee opinions of the Committee on Ethical Practices that's appointed by the Texas Supreme Court. A 9-person committee that issues various opinions on different topics that'll be published each month. And what I'm seeing is that even on the topics that may deal with business litigation or other headings of practice, when I think about the topics, I see how they pertain to my practice as well. Those are opinions by the Professional Ethics Committee. And their full opinions are available through the Texas Center for Legal Ethics, an independent nonprofit corporation promoting the values contained in the Texas lawyer's creed of professionalism. According to its website, the center endeavors to be a storehouse of knowledge and resources for ethics and professionalism. The opinions, of course, spring from the Texas Disciplinary Rules of Professional Conduct. And a copy of those Texas disciplinary rules can be found in the back of the O'Connor's book on Texas Civil Practice and Remedies Code. And so, you know, there's probably a copy at your office where you can thumb through the article, through the rules. You all knew the rules when we took the MPRE after law school, but it doesn't hurt to refresh from time to time. The preamble to the rules provides that a lawyer is a representative of clients, an officer of the legal system, and a public citizen having special responsibility for the quality of justice. Lawyers, as guardians of the law, play a vital role in the preservation of society. The fulfillment of this role requires an understanding by lawyers of their relationship with and function in our legal system. A consequent obligation of lawyers is to maintain the highest standards of ethical conduct. The lofty ideals that are expressed in the preamble are clarified by the scope of the rules and their comments. The preamble suggests that the Texas Disciplinary Rules of Professional Conduct are rules of reason. They define proper conduct for purposes of professional discipline. They are imperatives cast in the terms of shall or shall not. The comments are cast often in the terms of may or should or and are permissive, defining areas in which the lawyer has professional discretion. Now, if you're practicing in a specialized area like torts, and more specifically in a specialized area like car wrecks, there are going to be fact situations that arise from time to time that you're going to become familiar with, and you're going to have a working knowledge of what the ethical issues are that will arise in these common situations. As Quentin suggested, one of the common situations that's going to affect plaintiffs' lawyers is when you have two people come into your office that are both involved in the same car wreck. One is the driver and one is the passenger. Now, I'm not trying to step on Mr. Huddleston's talk tomorrow, I think at 2:30, where he's going to talk about trying to represent multiple plaintiffs from a practical standpoint where there's limited funds available to compensate everybody. But I think you can already see that depending on the facts of the car wreck, there can be problems of an ethical nature that arise between the driver and the plaintiff. The problem for the practitioner is that, you know, we're taught that we want to get more cases, and surely having two cases is better than having one case. And our natural tendency would be to sign up both cases. That may be permissible depending on the facts of the case.